आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी होल्ड्स बायलैटरल मीटिंग विथ हिज कैनेडियन काउंटरपार्ट मार्क कार्नी, एग्री टू रिस्टोर हाई कमिश्नर्स। Prime Minister Modi also holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on a wide range of issues, including counter-terrorism. PM Modi highlights concerns and aspirations of Global South at G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada, calls for collective action on climate action, energy, security, technology and peace. Iran and Israel carry out new strikes as conflict enters sixth day. Close advisor of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ali Shadmani, killed in Tehran. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. And in archery, India assured of 2 medals as both men's and women's reach individual final event at the Asian Cup Leg 2 in Singapore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Canadian Prime Minister agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to the India-Canada relationship and the early restoration of high commissioners. The decision was taken after both the leaders held bilateral talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis. In his remarks during bilateral meeting, PM Modi said, "India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity." Mr. Modi said many Canadian companies have investments in India and vice versa. He said he looks forward to taking India-Canada relations forward.
भारत और कनाडा के संबंध अनेक प्रकार से बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है। कनाडा की अनेक कंपनियों का भारत में निवेश है, भारत के लोगों का भी कनाडा की धरती पर बहुत बड़ा निवेश है। लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर करके मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, उस दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे।
In his remarks, Mr. Carney said that India's regular participation in G7 summit is a testament to the importance of India and Prime Minister Modi.
Coming to the G7, I believe, and it's a testament to the importance of your country, to your leadership, and to the importance of the issues that we look to tackle together, from energy security, from the energy transition that you're helping to lead, to the future of artificial intelligence, to the fight that we have against terrorism, and the work that we can do together.
Later, briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the bilateral talks were positive and constructive. He added that agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to the India-Canada relationship, beginning with the early restoration of high commissioners.
The Prime Ministers agreed to take calibrated steps to restore stability to this very important relationship, restore high commissioners to each other's capitals at an early date. The two Prime Ministers also agreed to resume senior and working level mechanisms and discussions in a host of areas related to trade, to people-to-people contact and connectivity, all of them intended to bring greater momentum to the relationship.
Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea, among others. Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz discussed ways to strengthen India-Germany bilateral cooperation in key areas. These areas include trade and investment, defense and security, counter-terrorism, green sustainable development partnership, green energy technology, innovation, education and mobility. The Prime Minister thanked Chancellor Merz for Germany's strong solidarity and support to India in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India and France will keep working closely for the betterment of the planet." Following a conversation with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India and UK ties are getting stronger, which is reflected in the ground covered in areas like trade and commerce. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the G7 outreach summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that ensuring affordable, reliable and sustainable energy is India's priority. In his address at the 51st G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, Mr. Modi stressed that AI itself is an energy-intensive technology. He pointed out that renewable energy is the way to sustainably fulfill the energy requirements of a technology-driven society. Calling for attention to the concerns and priorities of the Global South, he noted that India took it as its responsibility to bring the voice of the Global South to the world stage. He stated that no one in the Global South should be left behind. Our correspondent reports that this was the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit.
Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's stand against terrorism and thanked the leaders for condemning the Pahalgam terror attack. He urged them to galvanize global action against terrorism and underlined the need to take strict action against those who promote and support terrorism. Prime Minister also highlighted India's experience in democratizing use of technology and its human-centric approach in deploying it. He called for addressing global governance issues to tackle concerns of artificial intelligence and to promote innovation in the field. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
After concluding his successful visit to Canada, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emplaned for Croatia for the third leg of his three-nation tour this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb, Croatia this afternoon on a historic visit, marking high-level engagement between India and the Central and Southeast European nation. In the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi will hold delegation-level talk with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. After the talk, four agreements in the field of science and technology, agriculture, culture and education are expected to be signed. The Prime Minister will also meet Croatian President Zoran Milanović in the evening. Mr. Modi will visit the monument to the homeland in Zagreb for a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of the Croatian fighter for homeland. Let us now go live to our correspondent Sanjio Singh, who is in Zagreb and is covering the Prime Minister's visit, for more updates. Sanjio, what details do you have about the Prime Minister's visit?
Yes, Abhishek. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Croatian capital, Zagreb, this afternoon on a historic visit. As you know, it is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. Abhishek, he will be received by Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković, and, Indian diaspora and the Croatian friends of India are eagerly waiting Prime Minister Modi here in capital. Ceremonial reception will also be given to the Prime Minister. Abhishek, Mr. Modi will hold a delegation level talk with the counterpart, after which four significant agreements will be signed. These agreements will cover cooperation in science, technology, agriculture, culture and education. Notably, Abhishek, the agreement for the extension of cultural exchange program till 2030 is also expected to be signed. Agreement to continue the Hindi chair at the University of Zagreb is also expected. Abhishek, this country, Croatia, holds a strategic importance for India as a key member of the European Union. Its support can bolster India-EU free trade agreement negotiations, enhancing economic ties. Croatia's location along the Adriatic coast positions as a potential transit hub in the emerging India, Middle East and Europe economic corridor. Notably, Croatia has consistently supported India's bid for permanent seat at the UN Council, strengthening political alignment between the two nations. In this regard, the visit of Prime Minister Modi here in Croatia is very important, and surely it will strengthen bilateral relation of both countries. Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Sanjio, for that very comprehensive update. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Israel's military has confirmed the killing of Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an airstrike on a command center in Tehran. Shadmani assumed the office following killing of his predecessor during Israel's initial offensive on Friday. Iran's Cyber Security Command has accused Israel of launching a widespread cyber war targeting its digital infrastructure, reportedly disrupting essential services, according to the state-run IRIB news agency. We have a report from a correspondent.
Continuous and intense explosions are being heard in West Tehran, according to Iranian state news agency IRNA, as the conflict enters sixth day with no signs of abating. Iran's newly appointed army chief has issued a stark warning, saying the strikes carried out against Israel so far were merely a deterrent message. In a televised address, the new army chief, General Abdul Rahim Mousavi, declared that punitive action will be carried out soon, signaling further escalation. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump made a social media call for Iran to surrender unconditionally. As tensions rise, Pentagon announced that it is speeding up the deployment of USS Nimitz and other naval hardware to West Asia, the second carrier strike group to be deployed in the area. Calls for restraint are growing louder. Egypt has urged both Iran and Israel to pull back. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Amid renewed airstrikes between Israel and Iran, the IAEA confirmed that one of Iran's nuclear facilities was hit. Israeli authorities and U.S. President Trump claimed that Israel has full control over Iran's skies. The Indian Navy is set to commission INS Arnala, the country's first anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, at the Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. The commissioning ceremony will be presided over by Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan. In a significant development following the plane crash in Ahmedabad, nearly 177 DNA samples of the deceased have been successfully identified. Minister of State Harsh Sanghvi informed this in a social media post. Medical Superintendent of the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Dr. Rakesh Joshi, told newspersons that 24 mortal remains will be handed over this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and northeastern states are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further predicted thunder squalls in parts of Madhya Pradesh today. On to sports, India's junior compound archery continued the dominant run at the Asian Cup Leg 2, reaching the finals in both the men's and the women's individual events in Singapore. In the men's individual events, top seed Kushal Dalal secured a place in the men's final with a 147-143 semi-final win over Bangladesh's Himu Bachar yesterday. In the women's individual compound section, India is assured of a gold and a silver. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. The G7 summit at Kananaskis is covered by all the dailies. Modi joins G7 leaders for outreach session, reports Hindustan Times. Air India cancels 16 flights. DGCA finds no major safety issues with Boeing 787s, informs the Hindu. Army holds chief strengthen to enhance coordination, states the Statesman. All Amarnath Yatra routes declared no-fly zone, states the Asian Age. The Times of India quotes US President Donald Trump as saying, "Know where Khamenei is hiding, Iran must surrender." Modi to meet Carney to reset India-Canada ties, informs Business Standard. Government plans green cover in Himalayas to ward off climate change threats, reports the Tribune. And finally, break from heat spell in the national capital, rain lashes city, yellow alert issued for thunderstorm today, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral meeting with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney, agreed to restore high commissioners. Prime Minister Modi also holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on wide range of issues, including counter-terrorism. PM Modi highlights concerns and aspirations of Global South at G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada. Calls for collective action on climate action, energy security, technology and peace. Iran and Israel carry out new strikes as conflict enters sixth day. Close advisor of Supreme Leader of Iran, Ali Shadmani, killed in Tehran. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Meghalaya, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. And in archery, India assured of 2 medals as both men's and women's reach individual final event at the Asian Cup Leg 2 in Singapore. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.